Welcome to The Onion on Sun Sounds of Arizona, Arizona's reading station. My name is Frank Sheelan, and it'll be my pleasure to be your volunteer radio reader for the next 30 minutes. The Onion is a parody of news and commentary and contains material that some people will find offensive. Listener discretion is advised. Top story today, weeping Trump boys told Uncle Elon blown up in rocket accident. Dateline Washington. Making sure the pair were sitting down before she delivered the news, White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles reportedly told the Trump boys Friday that their Uncle Elon had been blown up in a rocket accident. "Boys, your father wanted me to tell you that you won't be seeing your Uncle Elon anymore because he is now in a million pieces," said Wiles, who paused momentarily to watch as Eric, the youngest Trump boy, buried his head in his hands and burst into tears, and his brother Don Jr. screamed in agony, complaining that their uncle had promised to show them Dubby Does Dallas. "Unfortunately, he's in hell now. It was a spectacular accident. Blood and fire everywhere. But that's the risk of going to space. Don't worry, I'm sure he felt a lot of pain." At press time, sources reported the sniffling Trump boys were wondering who was going to teach them the N-word now. Next. Report. Nations collapse bridges, save hundreds of Americans from jumping off them annually. Dateline Arlington, Virginia. Shedding light on the impact of the country's poor maintained infrastructure, a report published Monday by the American Transportation Research Institute found that the nation's collapsed bridges saved hundreds of people from jumping off them annually. Each year, the widespread degradation of bridges extends the lives of an estimated 850 Americans who, if those structures were still standing, would have flung themselves to their deaths in a moment of despair, read the report, which cites data confirming that a lack of adequate bridge maintenance was the most reliable form of suicide prevention available in the United States. Across the country, there are millions of motorists and pedestrians deeply unsatisfied with their lives and unable to see a way out. "Every time we repair a bridge and prevent it from falling down, we increase the chances one of those people will choose to kill themselves by plummeting into the icy waters that run below it." However, even when suicide is attempted from one of the 617,000 bridges still standing in America, it usually fails because the structure is in such bad shape that no one can walk across it without twisting an ankle, or because the adjoining roads are too badly damaged for a person to reach the bridge in the first place. The report ends with a plea for the nation to invest in a humane, accessible mental health care system before it invests in bridges. Next. Picture of rash uploaded to different subreddit for second opinion. Dateline Clayton, North Carolina. Deciding it was better to be safe than sorry, local 25-year-old Michael Locke reportedly uploaded a picture of his rash to a different subreddit Friday in order to get a second opinion on a series of bumps that erupted on his arm overnight. "While I am inclined to agree with the users of r/askmedical that my rash is pretty fucked up, I think it's only smart to see what the folks at r/beauty or maybe r/pics thinks too," said Locke, who added that he wanted to be completely certain his rash was mad diseased before proceeding with the user's suggested treatment, applying duct tape to the patchy inflammation. "It's not like the Ask Medical guys don't know their stuff. They have loads of karma, and one of them is even a mod for RCBD, but even the best Redditors make mistakes sometimes. Honestly, it couldn't hurt to poke around in some of the alternate medical subreddits as well. I read somewhere once that you can make a poultice out of charcoal and cod liver oil." At press time, sources confirmed an increasingly confused Locke was stripping down to take nude photos for a user who claimed they were a nurse. Next. Marathon runner collapses a little too early to be compassionately helped to cross finish line. Dateline Raleigh, North Carolina. Calling the circumstances a real shame, sources confirmed Friday that local marathon runner Mark Weber collapsed a little too early to be compassionately helped across the finish line. I'd be happy to help if, say, he collapsed 200 yards from the finish line, but come on, 3 miles in? Said fellow marathoner Zoe Young, who was just one of hundreds of passing runners who responded to the fallen athlete by casting him a long, sideways glance before continuing to jog along. That's not exactly inspirational, is it? Plus, it's going to look really bad on me if I start helping to have to lay him back on the ground a mile later. And why did he shit his pants? There are porta potties everywhere. At press time, spectators were wondering whether they were supposed to clap after Weber stumbled back to his feet, then immediately sat back down. Next, IRS allows taxpayers to deposit payments directly into Elon Musk's bank account. Dateline Washington. As part of ongoing efforts to improve the efficiency with which it collects money for the world's richest man, officials at the Internal Revenue Service announced a new plan Tuesday, allowing taxpayers to deposit payments directly into Elon Musk's bank account. The mandatory new service will reportedly help streamline the tax payment process, bypassing the government entities that traditionally pay Musk, the Departments of Defense, Energy, and Transportation, as well as NASA, and instead transferring the funds directly into his checking account. According to the IRS, the updated system will reduce the time it takes for the Tesla and SpaceX CEO, to receive taxpayer dollars for a few months to just a few hours, or from a few months to just a few hours. We've upgraded the user experience of our website, creating a fast, easy, and secure way for Americans to fulfill their tax obligation to Elon Musk, said Acting IRS Commissioner Melanie Krause, adding that the payment hub would also provide more transparency into how the U.S. tax code personally enriches Musk. This long-overdue change modernizes how we divert revenue away from vital services, optimizing Mr. Musk's ability to collect your hard-earned money. It completely eliminates the outdated system of government loans, subsidies, grants, tax credits, tax rebates, and reimbursements he has used to amass wealth over the past two decades, Krause continued. Now taxpayers can go to IRS.gov and, with a few simple clicks, make a direct deposit that immediately increases Elon Musk's net worth. Confirming that the new approach minimizes inefficiency by transferring money straight to Musk instead of through the maze of federal agencies that currently pay him, White House officials said the overhaul would open more loopholes for his companies to exploit and would add to the tens of billions of dollars the government has already contributed to his personal fortune. They described plans to continue cutting through burdensome red tape with the ultimate goal of circumventing the congressional appropriations process entirely. According to the IRS, enforcement measures have been put in place to make sure all low- and middle-income Americans pay their fair share. And in the coming weeks, workers who have taxes withheld by their employer can expect to see a new line item on their pay stub that replaces entries such as Social Security and Medicare and one that just says Musk. I was initially worried about using an online portal to send 20% of my income to Elon Musk. But the IRS website is pretty straightforward, said Keith Fairfax, an auto mechanic in Knoxville, Tennessee, who told reporters he liked how the system offered real-time tracking of his payments as they were being funneled to the billionaire. It's nice to see where my hard-earned money is going, whether I'm helping Elon buy a new mansion, putting fuel in the tank of his private jet, or providing for his 13 known children. But what I like most is when he threatens to use my tax dollars to fund primary challengers for any Republican who opposes Trump's agenda, he added. Then I know my money is really making a difference. Next, rift widens between Elon Musk and anyone who ever met him. Dateline Austin, Texas. Stressing that the billionaire's completely erratic behavior had strained the already fraught relationships, sources confirmed Thursday that a rift was widening between Elon Musk and anyone who had ever met him. Elon's megalomania and tendency to lash out indiscriminately seem to have soured things with every person he's encountered in his entire life, said an anonymous source close to the embattled tech mogul, adding that Musk's staunch refusal to engage in self-reflection or address his many off-putting personal tics had so far estranged him from the White House, his business partners, his neighbors, the mother of his children, the children themselves, interviewers, investors, restaurant waitstaff, and all others who had directly interacted with him in any manner for any length of time. These acquaintances are making every effort to distance themselves from Elon, whom they have come to see as a liability and a hindrance to their goals. Even those who have only briefly dealt with him over social media say they no longer wish to be associated. It's obviously a bad look to have blown up every last one of his interpersonal connections, but knowing Elon, that'll only make him dig in his heels and make things even worse. The source added that while the acrimony between Musk and everyone he has ever met was likely irreversible, the falling out had only strengthened his relationship with ketamine. Next, FEMA chief confused by wind. How come I feel something but don't see it? Asked department head. Dateline, Washington. Visibly unnerved, after experiencing a slight breeze through an office window, acting head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, David Richardson, reportedly became confused Thursday by the concept of wind, remarking that he didn't understand how he could feel something that he couldn't see. Does anyone else feel like air moving across their skin? The recently appointed interim director said to his staff, spinning around in an attempt to see where the sudden burst of atmospheric movement had come from and wondering aloud why no one in his department was helping him find the seemingly invisible source. It kind of feels like someone is blowing on my arm, but I don't see a mouth anywhere. Wait, did anyone see that? My hair just moved on its own. Now those papers are flapping. This is so freaky. Quick, somebody go after it. I think it went toward the printer. When reached for comment, Richardson told reporters he was joking and could totally see the wind. Next. New Pope declassifies Jesus crucifixion documents. The truth will finally be revealed, says Supreme Pontiff. Dateline, Vatican City. In an effort to bring openness and transparency to his role as Supreme Pontiff, Pope Leo XIV vowed Friday that the truth will finally be revealed as he issued an order fully declassifying the Church's Jesus crucifixion documents. Ever since Christ was executed in broad daylight in the middle of Golgotha, questions have swirled around the mysterious circumstances surrounding his death. But no longer, said the Bishop of Rome, confirming that hundreds of unredacted pages of biblical apocrypha could finally provide credence to the so-called second stabber theory that suggested there were multiple Romans that day plunging their spears into Christ's side. Of course, Judas Iscariot has historically been blamed for the whole thing, but what if he was just a patsy? Isn't it just a little too convenient that he hanged himself immediately after the crucifixion, meaning no one could ask him what really happened? And what was Mary Magdalene doing there that day when she was scheduled to be in Galilee? Once he began pulling at this thread, bigger and bigger questions emerge. Was it even really Jesus Christ who emerged from the cave after 3 days, or did a Roman leader make a swap at the last second with another resurrected dead person? Reasonable people have been questioning these inconsistencies for centuries, and it's long past time we finally had a definitive answer. The Pope added that his next official act would be to clear the name of the snake who was nothing more than a fall guy for the dangerous power brokers running Eden. Next, study. Depression most common in individuals who look in mirror, smiling, but reflection sad. Dateline, Stanford, California. In a breakthrough shedding crucial light on the commonly misunderstood mental health affliction, A new study by researchers at Stanford University revealed Wednesday that depression was most common among individuals who look into the mirror, smiling only for their reflection to be sad. Across all demographics, we've seen a strong correlation between severe depression and those whose smiley faces end up becoming frowny faces in a reflective surface, said head researcher Jean Francis, adding that the depressive mood disorder was most commonly seen among those who walk past a shop window, seemingly in a good mood, before catching a glimpse of the unhappy face staring back at them in the glass reflection. Our research indicates that those with unhappy, downcast, or glum expressions in the mirror are 60% more likely to commit suicide than those with smiles. At press time, Francis concluded by warning that the likelihood of suicide jumps to 80% if an individual is also being followed around by a miniature rain cloud above their head. Next, befuddled Magnus Carlsen bested by dreaded checkmate gambit. Dateline Stavanger, Norway. Moments after a stunning defeat by 19-year-old Indian prodigy Gukesh Dumaraju, befuddled chess grandmaster Magnus Carlsen exclaimed Monday that he had been bested by the dreaded checkmate gambit. "My God, you've played the fearful checkmate gambit, haven't you? An astonishing piece of strategy," said the visibly flustered Carlsen, his eyes scanning the board to determine that it had been arranged precisely in the manner of the much-studied but rarely attempted maneuver in which one wins the game by preventing another player's king from moving. "In truth, I thought the checkmate gambit was merely the stuff of theory and legend, but you've actually pulled it off. And you evolved it from, what was the move before? The check ploy, was it not? Tell me, who did you learn it from? Lasker? Botvinnik? You must teach me." At press time, Carlsen was consulting with an official on classical chess rules to determine if the checkmate gambit was even technically legal. Next, Tesla employees scramble to make office look like they've been sleeping there, Dateline Austin, Texas. In an effort to give the impression that they had been burning the midnight oil while CEO Elon Musk was away in Washington, D.C., employees at Tesla reportedly scrambled Thursday to make the office look like they'd been sleeping there. "Elon's going to be back any minute, so make sure to throw away some dirty clothes next to the bathroom sink to make it seem like we've been showering here," said Tesla engineer Todd Costello, who appeared panicked as he scarfed down pizza and threw the crust all over his coworker's desk, explaining that his boss would be furious if he found out the staff had experienced even a semblance of work-life balance over the past few months. "Better start inflating the air mattress in the boardroom. Oh, and we should throw some used toothbrushes around the kitchen while we're at it. While you guys do that, I'm just going to go piss in the corner real quick to get a rank smell going." At press time, Musk was reportedly too strung out on ketamine to acknowledge the state of the office. Next, recession forecasts jump after herds of panic economists start running off cliffs. Dateline New York. With unexplained natural phenomena having preceded 7 of the last 8 market collapses, experts confirmed the likelihood of a recession had increased Thursday amid reports that herds of panic economists had started running off cliffs. "We still don't know what causes them to do it, but economists can naturally sense a recession in the air, which triggers a mass panic and leads to those self-destructive stampedes," said J.P. Morgan analyst Rebecca Herrera, who explained that before the Great Recession began in late 2007, thousands of spooked economists started running headlong off sheer drops into the canyons of the Colorado River. Even as the bloody, broken bodies of Ivy League economists, professors, and Federal Reserve employees pile up on the rocks below, they will continue to throw themselves over the edge with no regard for their own life. While economists do tend to exhibit herd behavior, they will usually steer clear of dangerous river crossings and cliffs. Sometimes you get a scattering of individuals jumps after a routine market downturn, but large economist stampedes like this always indicate a full-scale general recession. Some think they possess an instinct to sacrifice themselves when they sense lean times ahead, and it may be behavior that evolved to thin the herd before mass layoffs. At press time, the S&P 500 was rallying and forecasts of recession were declining after a mass die-off of private equity owners. Next, tariff-strained Apple announces 7,083-piece iPhone kit. Dateline Cupertino, California. Amidst the strain of tariffs, Apple CEO Tim Cook announced Thursday the launch of a new 7,083-piece iPhone kit. Apple customers will have a blast soldering, polishing, and drilling as they build their very own iPhone, Cook said in a keynote presentation at Apple headquarters, touting the new product as an innovative, first-of-its-kind achievement and noting that the tech giant's competitors are already scrambling to offer similar build-your-own products of their own. Based on your level of manufacturing experience, it should take anywhere between 1 and 4 days to assemble, not counting any bathroom or sleep breaks. It's the perfect family activity. Kids love it. It even comes with a free rock you can use to mine your own lithium. At press time, Cook confirmed the kit was exclusively available to U.S. customers. Now it's time for Onion Sports. The State Department designates WNBA as terrorist organization. Rubio says radical basketball group threatens America's way of life. Dateline Washington. Promising to stamp out the extremist movement as well as its sympathizers, the U.S. State Department announced Thursday that the WNBA had been designated as a terrorist organization. According to Secretary of State Marco Rubio, the organization has as many as 156 terrorists spread across 13 known cells in the United States, and several of its members can be tied directly to the notorious acts of basketball carried out last year at the Paris Olympics. Rubio confirmed the terror group also includes foreign-born nationals from countries such as Croatia, Cameroon, Brazil, and Hungary, giving it devastating reach both at home and abroad. Their radical anti-American ideology is centered on the empowerment of girls and women, said Rubio, who stressed that the group's members are easily recognizable by their signature uniform of sleeveless jerseys and nylon shorts. The WNBA is a danger not just to this nation, but the entire globe. They won't stop until every woman on the planet believes they can do anything they want, on the court and off. The United States will defeat the WNBA, he added. Make no mistake, if you wage women's basketball in America, you will be held accountable. Key leaders of the terrorist organization were identified as Asia Wilson, 28, of Paradise, Nevada, Arike Okubowi, 28, of Arlington, Texas, Angel Reese, 22, of Chicago, and Caitlin Clark, 23, last seen in Indianapolis. In addition, the FBI named 42-year-old Diana Taurasi as a senior-ranking member who is believed to have helped lead the organization for 20 years, but whose current whereabouts are unknown. FBI Director Kash Patel said his agency's counterterrorism division had been monitoring the WNBA's associates and activities for decades. He shared footage from a video intercepted by U.S. intelligence officers that shows the fundamentalist group's members at a training camp where they appear to be running drills and shooting. These are strong, incredibly skilled individuals capable of staying cool-headed under intense, high-pressure situations, said Patel, who told reporters that many of these terrorists have trained overseas in Europe. Don't underestimate these zealots. From watching tape of them at work, I can tell you they're ruthless, highly coordinated, and hell-bent on advancing the goals of the WNBA. A poll conducted by the Pew Research Center found that 56% of Americans considered the WNBA a critical threat to the United States. Their demands for equality and respect are absolutely chilling, said 38-year-old Madeline Hagen, a mother and sales executive from Naples, Florida, and one of the many poll respondents who described themselves as very worried by the threat of women's basketball. I have young daughters. I don't want them being radicalized. Who knows what kind of barriers WNBA leaders could be planning to destroy. Patel emphasized that although the group had been emboldened in recent years and their number of fanatical supporters is rapidly growing, federal agents would come down on WNBA abettors with the full force of the law. The FBI chief vowed that any person who provided material support or resources to the organization would be charged in accordance with the Anti-Terrorism and Effective Death Penalty Act, which was enacted on April 24, 1996, in response to the founding of the WNBA on the same date. Whether they provide transportation and lodging or financial support in the form of ticket sales, merchandise sales, and brand partnerships, individuals who knowingly assist the WNBA may face up to 20 years in federal prison, said Patel, who pointed to the Justice Department's open case against Skims, the official underwear partner of the WNBA. There will be zero tolerance for WNBA supporters with our great nation's borders. If you want to cheer on the disturbing acts of Chenity Carter, you will do so from behind bars, he added. Rubio warned of the danger of the WNBA's international alliances, stating that they have ties to the foreign terrorist organization EuroLeague Women and the Women's Chinese Basketball Association. He told reporters that one member, Brittany Griner, a 34-year-old WNBA operative first drafted by the militant organization in 2013, spent 9 months in Russia in 2022. What could she possibly have been doing there for 293 days, Rubio asked. Rest assured, we will get to the bottom of it. And when we catch up to her, she'll wish she'd never come back to the United States. At press time, the FBI announced that it had foiled a disturbing WNBA plot to converge at arenas nationwide starting May 16th, when tens of thousands of Americans were expected to be present. That concludes another edition of The Onion on Sun Sounds of Arizona, Arizona's reading station. My name is Frank Sheeland. It's been my pleasure to be your volunteer radio reader for the last half hour. And until next time, be well.